Well, I mean, I still, every time I see a pine cone, I think, grenade, you know. Everybody, welcome to the Lion's Pride Tavern podcast number 376. Tonight we talk about our raid, Vault of the Incarnates, and Classic SOD. But before all that, let's start off with introductions.
I'm your host, Fafford. I play a Dwarven Beastmaster Hunter in the awesome game World of Warcraft.
Welcome back, Lorelei.
Hello, I'm alive, I think.
Well, technically you only missed one podcast because I PSA'd the other.
That made me feel not so bad. For what, did I miss what, two or three? I know it was two.
Two, but.
Okay, I was afraid it was three and I was like, oh, I'm going to get fired.
No, I asked my daughter when she came out to let the dogs in. I said, was Lorelei in the raid?
Yeah,
I didn't even look.
I showed up.
And next up is Mac.
Hey, it's Mac, and I lived through another vacation. Mrs. Mac is happy that I'm back at work.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Mac.
Hi, it's Mrs. Mac, and I had the bright idea of having grandchildren over last night, and now I'm sick.
Oh, wonderful.
Aw.
Well, I got rid of my wife for 2 weeks.
Ooh.
No, she went down to Arizona to help her mom pack up. Her mom is one of those snow bunnies, or is that what they're called?
No, they're called snowbirds.
And snowbirds.
Hold on. In Southern Florida, there is a totally different name. They are called cottonheads. Yes, because it's all these little old men and ladies with their white hair. Okay, and they can't see over the steering wheel. They're looking through, going 55 in a 65 in the fast lane, thinking, oh, Moidle, we're having so much fun. Yeah, they're cottonheads. I learned how to drive in cottonhead season.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Snow Bunny was a completely different thing. We used to call some people on the slopes that.
Yeah, so anyway, she's right. So she's down there helping her mom pack up, and then her mom's driving back up to Idaho, and then I think I have to go get her in a couple weeks. I don't know. She'll text me.
You might forget, you know.
She knows I'll forget. Too funny. But she's having fun down there. So normally when I get off work, I have to wait till 5 o'clock in order to call her because she works in another town. And, but she's not at work. She's with her mom. So I get off work at 4:30 and I say, I'm going to call my wife first. And I called her and she wouldn't answer.
Oh.
2 days in a row. I was like, you're not at work. And she calls me back after five. I said, you're not at work.
Fun.
Yes. She said she put her phone down. She didn't look at it. It's like, oh, fine. I see how I rate.
Like, Mrs. Mac, oh, it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's really funny because Mac has a specific ringtone on my phone. And y'all are going to laugh at this one. But his ringtone is the Hallelujah Chorus. Okay.
Okay, not what I was expecting.
Okay. I figured that.
He's not home.
Yeah, so every time the kids are here and my phone rings and it's the Hallelujah Chorus, Grandma, Grandpa's calling.
That's funny.
The old dude. Yeah,
mine used to be I like big butts for my wife.
Oh God.
Until I was at the grocery store.
And she didn't divorce you?
No, she thought it was funny. But I was at the grocery store and she called me and I was standing in line And I just, you know, automatically just grabbed my phone and said, "Hi, honey." And everybody in the line laughed. I was like, "Oh, I should probably change that ringtone."
Oh, you know who's calling?
Right. Well, I love that song. I mean, it's one of my favorite songs, but yeah, it, in context, in public, yeah, not so good.
Well, I have given each one of my girls a ringtone that is like just totally suited to them. And each of their husbands has their own ringtone.
Grandkids, hell is for children.
I need to start getting ringtones for grandkids because, yeah, many of them have telephones now.
Yeah, I have different ringtones for my kids. My son's is AC/DC's TNT, and my daughter's is "It's So Fluffy I Could Die." It's from the Minions.
Yeah.
No, I have oh, this is gonna sound silly. Okay, so the youngest has Frozen because the two littles would just stand there and watch Frozen over and over and over. And the youngest grandson, he would love to run around singing Let It Go. So, of course, mom got Frozen.
Sure.
Okay. My oldest daughter, her ringtone is Jesus Take the Wheel. and it fits perfectly for my daughter. It's just, that is built for her. And then the youngest husband has Fur Elise because he loves that. He loves that song. And so that's his ringtone. And the oldest husband is a Mountie. I don't remember the name of it, but he's a Mountie in Canada and it's cold and yada yada. Anyway, I mean, they all make sense to me. Yeah. Kind of, sort of.
Sense to her, yeah.
Too funny.
Anyway.
Yeah, I watched Frozen once.
I have 9 grandchildren. Do you know how many times I've seen it?
probably more than I can count.
Yeah, we had the VHS tapes when the kids were little, and Lion King and... Oh my God. Lion King and Land Before Time.
Yep. That was my son's favorite.
Over Little and Missy. Over and over and over.
Oh, this is okay. We were watching Poppy Playtime, like the Noob family or YouTube family or someone who is going through Poppy Playtime. And you have to get the colored tape and put it in the colored VHS player. And she's going on about VHS tapes. And I looked at her and I said, "Do you know what a VHS tape is?" "Yes, Guama, I know what a chess tape is." Yeah.
Chess taping is something completely different.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I tell the story all the time where I was at my other hotel job before this one, and I was telling this story, and I said, "Oh," and then I was listening to my Walkman, and it clicked off, and the gal at the front desk goes, "What the hell's a Walkman?"
Oh, wow.
I know, right, Lorelei?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, "When were you born?" 2005. I'm like, "Oh, shit." Yep,
they'll never know.
Yep, never.
I used to jog around Miramar with my Walkman on. I learned not to do that at Miramar because they have rattlesnakes along the trails. And
well,
don't,
see, that
you
was
don't
the,
hear them when you're wearing your Walkman.
That was the story. I was laying on the. I was in Florida. I was laying by this pond, and I fell asleep. But I was listening to my Walkman. Well, this 4-foot crocodile crawled up next to me, or alligator, because crocodiles are saltwater and alligators are fresh. But anyway. It was still, yeah. And people were trying to get a hold, were trying to get my attention, but I was listening to the music, and when it clicked off, it woke me up, and I opened my eyes and looked right at him, and he went, "Oh, you're alive." And he took off into the water, and I never went back down to that pond again.
Oh, Fafford Crunchies.
Oh, my God. I mean,
that's
could.
That's why I won't live in Florida. I don't want to deal with things that can run that fast, that are that low to the ground and that big.
Well, I'm just glad it was only 4 foot, but still, I wouldn't want to get woke up to that. Yeah.
I spent my high school years and my early 20s in Florida. And I can remember the day that we lived on a canal. And there was a quote unquote baby alligator in the canal. And he came up and he got into our pool, which is not a thing. So my father, in all of his infinite wisdom, takes a grappling hook and gets the alligator out of the pool. Now, mind you, this is not a big alligator. I mean, we're talking 3 feet max, tip of the nose, end of the tail. And you know, most of that is tail.
Yeah.
So he wraps duct tape around it because their force is actually when they chomp down and not when they open. They're not strong enough to break that duct tape. Then he tells me and one brother and one sister, and we're all within like 3 years of each other. He puts the alligator in the van and he tells us to go out to the Everglades and release the alligator, but before we do, make sure we cut the tape. And us, being the dutiful children that we were, loaded said alligator in the van, drove to the Everglades, cut the tape, and let the damn thing free.
Oh, I'd never get close to his mouth.
Ooh, I was not a happy camper. Not at all.
The tape is wonderful.
Well,
been turning nag, nag, nag into for years.
But see, that's the difference in generations, though, Mrs. Mack, because he felt comfortable letting you do that. But today, you don't feel comfortable letting your kids even go outside.
True.
Yep. So.
True. I mean, it was just, to me, that was the funniest thing. I mean, it's like, okay, you want me to drive to the Everglades, which honestly was not far away because we were on the west side of Fort Lauderdale. So it was a matter of getting on State Road 84, Alligator Alley, you know, go out a couple miles, let the thing free, turn around, come back, hopefully with all 9.5 digits. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still, every time I see a pine cone, I think, grenade, you know, you know, kids nowadays, you know, they don't have that.
No, they don't.
But anyway, well, I think we should just start talking about classic SOD.
Welcome to classic.
Mac, how did we do? Or what did you do?
What did we do? Well, we got. I think people are getting. I mean, we don't quite have enough people to do the new raid. Don't have enough 50s on at one time to go do the new Sunken Temple. So we've just been. Now that we've got it up pretty much on farm, we've been doing the Nomergon every Saturday and trying to get the new people that are under 40, you know, or under not under 40, but under 50, you know, between 40 and 50, to at least, you know, run the raid, get some better gear. And today there were only 3 of us that showed up. So it was like,
tough to do.
The heck with it. Yeah, there's some other stuff. There's some runes you can get killing. There's Zulfarak. I'm trying to remember the name, but W-O, it stands for something. Anyways, we're trying to get these items to drop off mobs. You get this horn. That you blow when the mob's like half invisible, it reappears, you kill it, and you get these drops. You gotta get 3 of these drops, and you get the runes. Druid, it's like frenzied regeneration, which you can use in any form, including including your boomkin form. So it's kind of cool. I mean, I don't use it because I've got one that gives me a little more blasting damage. But if you're in an area where you're taking a lot of damage as a boomkin, it gives you the ability to heal without changing your boomkin form. Heal yourself at least when you're soloing. So it's kind of cool. But anyways, we did Zulfurak. Had fun doing Zulfurak as a guild group, and we've put out a little message in the SOD raid forum, just trying to check and see what days and time work best for most people to raid on, so we can start trying to schedule more raiding, and we're growing the guild. So if you'd like to join us in SOD, there's some quick leveling now with the Nightmare Incursions. I'll talk about those later. And there's some experience bonuses that are going on right now, so you can level up pretty quickly. It's pretty easy to get some gold. Anyone wants to join us in SOD, you are more than welcome.
Okay, yeah. Now I got to throw this in here real quick. Speaking of gold, I turned in one of those green box supply thingies, and my reward was 2 gold.
Wow.
That blew my butt away.
Yeah, that's why some of the things are going up in price in the auction house. So you've got, that's why I have all the precious so I can make them myself. I don't have to buy them out of the auction house because the price in the auction house, certain things are going up.
Now I have to make a blacksmith too, which, you know, I don't have time for all of this.
You do. She says she doesn't have time.
Dude.
Okay, if you wouldn't have the grandkids over every week. No, I'm kidding.
Excuse me?
I'm kidding.
This was a wedding anniversary weekend. They are entitled to relive their honeymoon for one night.
I'll have to remember that in July.
Yeah. Hey, I...
I'm old. I may not be capable.
Right.
I love my grandkids.
As well as you should.
Yeah.
You know, because you get them.
I can sugar them up and send them home.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, little micro man was throwing temper tantrums today like a 2-year-old. And I recorded one and sent it to his mother. She called me 3 minutes later. Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize what time it is. I'm on my way.
You got to sit in the recliner with Grandpa. Grandpa was making him try. It's like, you're tired. Time to take a nap. I'm not tired. I said, you are. Lay down. He sat in the recliner with me, his head on my chest, watching TV.
And then fell asleep.
Well, he was getting there, but his mom showed up. So, I just pawned him off. Here, he's yours.
Funny.
Well, I got to tell you, all the way out to the car, I hate you, Grandma. And oh my gosh, Mom was so mad at him for saying that. You don't tell Grandma you hate her. You can be angry at her, but you don't ever say I hate you.
Because he didn't want to go home. He wanted to go home earlier, and then when she came and got him, then he didn't want to go home. Yeah, a little tricky.
Yeah. They never know what they want.
I love
kids.
No, they don't. Yeah.
He's 4. I mean, come on. I mean,
he wants the opposite of what he's getting.
Yeah. Yes.
You want ice cream? Fine. Here's ice cream. No, I want a popsicle. I don't have popsicles. Meltdown. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's some broccoli.
Right.
Put it on a stick.
Well, he did like straw. We gave him a thing of strawberries. He was eating strawberries all day.
Oh my goodness, the kid ate like a pound of strawberries today. Because they were all into the strawberries last night. So yeah.
It's good for him.
Anyway, sorry, I keep cutting in on Now Wow stuff.
No, that's all right. And so is broccoli.
Yeah.
Broccoli.
So, all right, well.
Little trees.
Little trees. Don't eat the bark.
It's the bonsai of the salad world. Bonsai trees.
Well, I tell you, we I did not do retail on Friday. I had to hang two 86-inch TVs and then get DirecTV hooked up to them all in 4 hours.
Whoa. 86-inch televisions.
Yes.
Mac, we need to talk about a new screen for my computer, yeah.
So we had this really nice fireplace put in for like $50,000. And they decided, well, we want some big TVs right above the fireplace. So they get 86-inch TVs. Well, the guy who put the frame in, put the backing board in for my mount, he didn't put it in the center. He put it too high. So when I go to mount the TVs, I can't get the screws in. There's two screws for each bracket, and there's two brackets. Right. I could only get one screw in each bracket because the other one, I had to put the mount so high to get the TV to come down. So it would, it's a recessed, box. So you have just like, fingers, not even full fingers width to mount this in. And it's like, oh my God. And of course I'm crippled, with my foot, so I can't stand. So I got two guys helping me, and man, one TV went up just fine. And we get to the other side, and oh my God, we had to put, we were off by a half inch, and we couldn't get it hooked. So we moved it. We moved it an inch, and we were off by a half inch and couldn't get it hooked the other way. It's like, God damn it. So
meanwhile, their guests are going, oh, look, they've hired the handicap. How nice.
Right. So Friday was a really bad day for me because I was standing a lot helping with this TV. So I got home Friday and I was like, I'm not raiding. I sat down, I streamed something else, but I didn't raid. So Lorelei, how did we do Friday? And I did get in on Saturday's raid, but yeah, I should have stayed out.
We
were all on the floor.
Yes, lots of times.
Lots and lots and lots of times. What do they call that? The right now we're in that where we can do old raids, but they're like
time walking,
like new raid.
Not, it's not really time walking. So
yeah,
they do this in between,
sort of, but not.
Yeah, so they okay. come out with the raids again. But they're at our level, at our item
level. And they offer much, much better gear.
Yes.
We're talking like $493 on the regular type bosses, and then $502.
$493? You're talking to somebody who's sitting at $268.
Yeah, $493.
Oh my word!
I didn't get any gear, but.
I got one piece. I got some shoulders. Yeah. I almost got a piece tonight, and then somebody else rolled and was like, oh, look, much higher. Yeah, so we were doing the Vault of the Incarnates this week. And on Friday, we got through all but the last two bosses, which was really good. I mean, we're dealing with that spider boss on the icy ramp of death.
Yeah.
And I think we only had to do them once each time. And now maybe there might have been one earlier when we had to do twice. But yeah, we got through all but the last two bosses, the Brood Mother and Razagath. So we went and did... Saturday we did, maybe that was the one we did. No, we didn't do that one twice. No, we got Broodmother done, and then we spent the rest of the night wiping on Razagath, which surprised me. I didn't think we would. I really thought we would get that done.
Oh, I tell you, when I saw it was that boss, and I was like, oh, this is the one where we got to split our group, go to different... Mm-hmm. Go to different platforms. I was just like, the very first pull of the night, I forgot that there's that little notch, that little arrow that shows where he's going to breathe his fire.
Yeah.
And I saw everybody running to the left, so I ran to the left. I ran right into it, and it killed me. First pull of the night. Aww. I'm the first one dead. And then I finally get past that in a couple of pulls, and we get to the windstorm. And I was like, oh, shit, I got to go over by the frozen stuff. I just moved over when it hit, and I went flying off the edge. And my daughter's giggling because I'm the only one who died in the windstorm. Because, you know, everybody knows, everybody knows to step in the frozen.
You learn how mechanically inclined he is.
Yeah, right?
See, I thought we would do that part really well and then do the side platforms really well. Because we used to have a lot of problem doing the last phase. And
right.
I thought, okay. And then it was like, no, we were having problems with all the phases.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's do we have all the same people that did it last time, or are these a lot of newer players?
I think there may be some new. I don't recognize some of the names of the people that we invite from the other guild, and I know they're on their alts, so I don't know who all of them are on their alts. But I would say we have a majority of the same people.
Okay, well, I do know my daughter came to me before raid. She goes, you know, I really appreciate Mom setting up the raids.
Yeah, she did a good job. She did a really good job.
She's like, I don't know half these people and their alts and their names. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but that's what I heard. Yeah. She did a real good job. Cause,
yes, she did.
She's raid secretary.
And yep, she
wife's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we didn't clear Vault of the Incarnates this week.
No.
And next week is Avaris?
Yes. Avaris.
I accidentally got into that with an alt because I said, I need to level, you know, gear up one of my alts. I want to make sure I do that, especially for the next expansion. And I thought I was getting into Amir Drisil. And apparently I clicked on Avaris and it's like, well, I can't get anything out of this. But I did. I got a ring. So it was like, oh, okay. And so that one, I don't remember who the last boss is on that. I only did the first three on my own. But that one wasn't too bad.
Yeah, this is like the raid. They go back and let you re-raid everything before mm-hmm. they come out with new content. So
yep,
you remember
I really
the pain.
Like that.
Yeah, you remember
yeah,
the pain and suffering.
Yeah, sometimes you do.
That you
we
had
felt
before.
That Saturday, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, not fun. What did we, how many, do you know how many times we tried that boss? It had to be at least 20.
Oh,
felt like 20.
It was more than 10.
Definitely more than
20.
10.
It was definitely more than 10.
And less than
ridiculous.
100.
Yeah.
Yeah, less than 100.
Less than 100.
And God bless the guildies who sit out there and make the food so everyone can drop the food for everybody.
Well, let's put it this way. I know it was at least 10, more than 10, because I wasn't repairing my armor, and you get 10% off each time you die. And I looked at my armor, and I was at like 10%.
Ooh.
Yeah, so then I was like, oh, I better release. And I'm sure there's an armorer somewhere. Or I can bring my
mount
up. Yeah,
there's one where you release and get on the dragon. And then
yeah.
I thought I saw, but I don't think he would. I don't know. I thought I saw one at the top of the final platform. Because I came up one time and went, oh, there's a repair guy there. And it's like, I didn't remember seeing him later.
Maybe they threw a hammer down or something.
No, it was a guy. It was a guy hammering on an anvil. But maybe it just shows up once and then it doesn't show up again.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe
you're not
I was
worthy.
Downstairs with time and just, you know, sometimes, you know, age kicks in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, time. Definitely. So I know how that goes.
Oh, my
but,
word.
Yeah, we had fun, though. I mean, you
it
know,
was
I mean,
fun.
It's
I
still getting
it.
Together and playing with everybody. And we had laughs, yeah. And especially when Fafford goes flying off the platform.
Then we had pointing and laughing.
So All right.
So I'm sorry. You say week. Pointing and laughing, and yeah.
Well, she's referring to my romantic abilities. Yeah. She points and laughs at me all the time. It's hurtful.
Oh, get over yourself.
Too funny.
That's okay. Confused. I got you covered in my minute.
She got you covered. Well, speaking of minutes, we should probably just move right along. Next up, or actually next up, I'm so used to saying next up because Lorelai hasn't been here. So
I know. I haven't done a minute in a hot hour.
I hear the music. It's time for Lorelai's Pet Battle Minute.
Hello, pet battlers. I'm back. So sorry to have been away for so long, but sometimes life gets in the way. Let's take a look at what's new in the world of pets and pet battling. It's Burning Crusade time walking time, and this event is a good one for pet collecting. The time walking vendor can sell you a bag of fishing treasures, which can reward a random pet, Chuck, Muck Breath, Snarly, or Toothy. Running through Magister's Terrace can get you a shot at finding the Phoenix hatchling. And completing Black Temple offers a chance to get several pets. The Leviathan Hatchling, Abyssius, the Leviathans of Anger, Desire, and Suffering, or the Sister of Temptation. Children's Week starts on Monday. This event is when adventurers such as yourself take time out of their villain-slaying schedules to give the orphans of various wars and conflicts something to look forward to. You'll be heading to different locales, giving the children gifts, excitement, and a taste of adventure. There are four different sets of pets that can be obtained from different matrons, so make sure you're heading to the correct orphanage. All pets that are a part of this holiday are cageable, except the curious Wolvar pup and the curious Oracle hatchling. So head out to Orgrimmar, Stormwind, Shatrath, Northern Dalaran, and Battle for Azeroth to hunt up the pets you need. The War Within Alpha invites have gone out, and I'll talk more about the kind of new pets we'll encounter next week. On the Realm Leaderboard, at number 13 is yours truly. I've definitely slacked off lately. Number 7 is Tetterhult, which is Mommy Dearest Salt. And number 2 is Devondi, because Theo forgot to update his account. And as always, keep working on your pet battles, collect your pet charms and leveling stones, and don't forget to stop by warcraftpets.com to update your collection and have a wonderful week.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like the fact that we're up there.
I love Children's Week. There's something
fun
about it.
It reminds me of the grandkids. I end up having a little convulsion.
Shut up.
Then you take him into PvP.
Right?
I can't do it. I've tried. I can't do it. I just don't get those achievements.
All right.
Okay, we got a pressure washer, and the grandkids are going to learn how to use it tomorrow.
Oh, say goodbye to your windows.
Yeah, when I go home tomorrow, I'm very afraid.
Yeah, I would
be.
Hey,
I'm letting them do it while your car is not in the driveway. Don't argue.
Next up is Max Gold Making Tips.
You're listening to the Goblin Goldcast. I got mouths to feed, so let's get this thing started. Time is money, friend.
Hey, gold making in Season of Discovery is becoming really easy, as is leveling your tunes. You know, the Discoverer's Delight World buff gives your tune 100% experience bonus, and you get a 300% bonus buff on all the gold earned from quests. So, you know, level as you normally would, and then you can start doing the new Nightmare Incursions. You know, at level 25, you can do the Nightmare Incursions in Duskwood. You know, around level 38, you can start doing the Incursion quests in Ashenvale. And, of course, most groups prefer that you be level 40 with the Mountain Ashenvale. And then at Hinterlands and Fralis, you can do the Nightmare Incursions around level 48. Now, these incursions give you a lot of good gold and experience for completion. Now, I haven't been able to find a farm that matches the gold you can make during these incursions. Also make sure to download the Nightmare Incursion Helper app. It makes quest turn-ins and sharing the quest in groups very quick. And once you hit the current max level, go back and start completing all the green quests that you can find. The max level gold bonus makes this very profitable. Take advantage of the gold making opportunity and the experience bonus for now, and get some tunes to max level and make some decent gold in the Season of Discovery. And if you have a special gold making method in retail or classic that you'd like to share with me or our listeners, please do so. If you have any questions, you can leave me a message on the Lion's Pride Tavern Discord or email me at Mac, that's M-A-C, goblingoldcast@gmail.com, or you can contact me on X at Goblin Goldcast. I'd like to thank Kevin McLeod for his music Hot Rock and Schaefer Bates for his awesome goblin voice during the intro. We'll talk to you next time. Then go make some gold.
Very cool. Next up, we get to hear something about Mac now. Mrs. Something wonderful from Mrs. Mac's frying pan.
Hello, and welcome to Mrs. Mac's Frying Pan, the portion of the show where I pass along yet another recipe that Mac has discovered and I find delicious. With the end of darkness here in Alaska, I thought this would be a perfect time to pass along a salad that can be either a main dish or a side dish, depending on your preferences. Personally, I lean more towards the main dish, but that's just... So, here is a great summertime recipe that is sure to please even the pickiest of eaters. Mediterranean three-bean quinoa salad. For this, you are going to need the following ingredients. For the salad, 1 cup of quinoa, 2 cups of water, 1/2 pound of fresh green beans, trimmed and snapped to 2-inch pieces. Mac needs to learn that that is like 3 pieces per bean and not like snap the bean in half, because that's not bite-sized. That's too big. You're going to need 1 15-ounce can each of garbanzo beans and white beans, drained and rinsed. 1 each of a red pepper and a yellow pepper, seeded and chopped. 1 cup of seedless chopped cucumber. Now, we used regular cucumbers. I think the seedless ones are called English cucumbers. And you're going to get a whole lot more than 1 cup out of those. So honestly, regular cucumbers work great. 1 cup of grape tomatoes sliced in half. 1/4 cup of diced red onion. 1/4 cup of crumbled feta cheese. 1/3 cup of Kalamata olives, which have been pitted and sliced in half. Now you can go the hard way and buy them and pit them and slice them, or you can be smart and buy the jar that has them already pitted and sliced. I vote for option 2. And then you're going to need 1/4 cup of fresh chopped basil. For the dressing, you're going to need 1/4 cup of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of balsamic vinegar, 2 garlic cloves pressed, 1/4 teaspoon of dried basil, 1/4 teaspoon of dried oregano, kosher salt, and freshly ground pepper. In a medium saucepan, bring your quinoa and water to a boil, cover, reduce heat, and let it simmer for 15 minutes or until the quinoa is tender. Remove from the heat and let it stand for 5 minutes while the cover is still on. Remove the lid, fluff with a fork, and transfer to a large bowl. While this is going on, you want to blanch your green beans. Take a large pot of salted water to a boil, add the green beans, and cook until tender crisp, about 2 minutes. Drain the beans and place them in a bowl of ice water. Drain them well and pat them dry. Add all the rest of the remaining ingredients to the bowl. Then, in a small bowl, whisk together all of your dressing items. Pour it over the salad and stir gently until the entire salad is coated with dressing. Season with additional salt and pepper and serve. Folks, this ranks right up there with my macaroni salad. It's light, it's easy, it's tasty. Mac has made this 3 times in the past week. Okay, normally when he makes something, we eat it for a whole week. He could make this like every other day and it would go away because I love this stuff. Well, that will do it for this week's episode. As always, I welcome comments, criticisms, and cooking tips. You can find me in the Lion's Pride Tavern Discord, or you may reach me via email at Mrs. Mac Goblin Goldcast, that's MRS MAC Goblin Goldcast @gmail.com. Now, go have some fun and make something wonderful.
She likes it, but she still complains about the bean.
So every time I hear salad, I think of the Christmas movie where the little kid had to get in his pink bunny suit because oh, yeah. I am not a bunny. I don't eat salad.
Quinoa. Okay. It's a 3-bean quinoa salad.
Yeah, and this is like full of protein. Okay. This recipe makes 8 servings and each serving is about 250 calories. Now, you think about this, when you look at all of the rest of the information, each serving has 8 grams of protein. Now, for folks, you know, who need to add protein to their diet, this is honestly a good way to do it. You don't have any meat.
Lots of fiber.
Yes, lots Sorry. Of fiber. But I mean, it's healthy and it's really bloody good.
Mac was trying to pass a CDL physical, so Mac was trying to eat
healthy. Which is, okay, this is why we have this recipe, because Mac had to pass a CDL.
Yeah, okay, and makes sense now.
Again. I'm good for another year. Woohoo! Streets aren't safe.
See, yeah. my idea of a salad is a plate full of bacon with a leaf on it. yeah. No, good for you, Mac. I'm proud of you for eating healthy. I tried
to wear a leaf once. Mrs. Mac said that wasn't a salad.
For 2 weeks, he ate healthy. For 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
2 weeks.
I passed the physical and it was like, all right, hand me the scotch, damn it.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what happened.
Too funny. All right. Last but not least, it's WFN News, Warcraft Fafford News. WoW tokens are at 264. They're down from the last couple of weeks from 291. So, you know, little under 30K drop. So that's pretty good. This week's bonus event is Battlegrounds. I don't know what that is.
What?
Yeah.
But isn't the North... that like Ariana Squeamish or something?
Yes. Yeah, it is. Very similar. So the Northrend Cup is... I didn't even look to see when that started. I didn't know. I know when it started. It starts on Tuesday when we do the update. And then...
What's a Northrend Cup?
So it's races. Dragonflight races. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't drive. Dragonfly,
yeah, I don't dragonfly either. Even with our raid that we have to dragonfly, I never make it there.
No. I finally got that boss one way.
Oh. I've gotten credit for it, but I didn't help.
My mind went somewhere else when you talked about having a cup. So
Oh, that's what that new mount is for the War Within. I was like, what? What'd you do that for?
Right.
I love it. It's so pretty and it's so cool. And then it's that, oh, it's that dragon riding stuff.
So the dragon flying you had to get in Pandaria, right? To get the dragon flying originally, you had to go through those rings
you had to
and everything.
Raise the baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to raise the baby, you had to do those quests, the daily quests. And part of it was that flying through those rings. That was, that was what I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Laurel, I already let the cat out of the bag by talking about Children's Week.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
But that's all right. Children's Week starts today. And then the Dark Moon Fair starts on Sunday.
Ooh, so we'll be starting
a new month.
Okay, wait a minute. You say today. We're recording on Saturday. We publish on Monday night. Are you talking Saturday or Monday?
No, you guys totally.
I know.
Today is
Monday,
Saturday, but
I have to bleep myself.
April. Yes. No, you have to understand this is pre-recorded and it doesn't publish till that day. So on that day it's published, it's Children's Week today.
Yeah. Okay, fine, great. Thank you.
He was being correct for when this was released.
Right.
And you guys messed it up for him. See, thanks.
Mac.
I just shut up. No, I'm kidding.
And the Dark Moon Fair
Would
is
you
not
like
tomorrow.
Me to invite the Smalls back.
Oh no. I've been threatened. She's sending the terrorists over to get me.
And then I just looked at my notes and I wrote it as Dark Mood Fair.
Yeah,
so the
I'm in a dark mood, all right.
Right? The Dark Mood Fair starts Sunday, not tomorrow. Next Sunday.
Following Sunday.
Yes. Because that's when we're going to start a new month.
Yep. I'm sorry, I had to ask, okay? Because sometimes y'all get this stuff messed up, and then it messes up my brain, which is already messed up in the first place, because let's face it, I married Mac.
Well, Mac paid us $20 to do it.
Which credit card did he put it on?
There was the money.
Oh, credit cards, oh my goodness.
Well,
oh yeah, we got hit.
Oh, did you?
Oh yeah, we were last week while we were going to one of my many appointments. We get Mac in the car from the hospital, and I have this text notice from Apple saying that someone tried to RFID my Cash App account. Well, my Cash App account had $2 in it. So, I mean, it's not like they're going to get a whole heck of a lot. And I don't keep cards tied to it. I will transfer money to it. But anyway, I say this. And then Mac gets a weird text from quote unquote one of our credit cards or the credit union. And at this point, I'm like, okay, we're canceling everything. We're getting new cards because I'm not taking any chances. We've had identity theft before. We know what this is. So, yeah, I watched the credit cards like a hawk.
Somebody came by us at the hospital in Alaska. Who knew? And basically scanned our stuff.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing at what lengths a criminal will go to and the depth of knowledge they need to have to do this stuff where they could just go get a regular job and make money.
Yeah.
Without the possibility of going to jail.
Well,
they can use
the
same information to become a security, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyway, ended up going out and getting new wallets because my wallet did not have RFID protection.
Yep.
And I noticed that's the newest thing. Yeah. And that would have stopped it. It wouldn't have happened. So we've got new wallets, new card numbers.
Yep.
It's like changing your ID.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Protection.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, but speaking of cash. So we had a couple more donations come in this last week, and I thank each and every one of them for doing that. If you would like to donate to the podcast to keep us going, we've been going 7 years now. Please do. It helps pay for the podcast, which can get quite expensive depending on what we need to do. We have to pay for our storage space for the podcast, and we have to pay for the bandwidth that you guys use to download it to listen to the podcast. But we did have a advertiser contact us, but they haven't gotten back to me yet. So we'll see if we, because they send it out to a bunch of people, but then they decide from there where they're going to do it, and then they come back and tell you whether you got it or not.
They heard me hollering at Mac, and so they said, yeah, no, not this woman.
No, they have an HR department, so.
Yeah. I need to find some more cool hats for him, not just, you know, certified OSHA violation and walking HR violation. I need to find some more.
Well, speaking of hats, you can go to our merchandise store. If you don't want to donate to us, you can go to our store, the website. The link is in the description of the podcast. And you can buy merchandise there. And that helps us out, too, because we get a little cut of that. The best is the donation. We get the majority of that back. Goes right to our account for the podcast. And then, you know, you, like I said, you can always personally donate, or you can go buy some merchandise. And Lystra is working daily on producing new stuff. So it's a cool looking store, and it's got a lot of neat little stuff in it. So go check it out if you can. All right. So, guys, that was a great podcast for, you know, missing one. But yeah,
folks, this is the problem when you have an aging cast. Occasionally, we all get ill at the same time.
Right.
Fafford's like, I'm not going to just do this with me and Mac.
Well,
honestly, I'm kind of glad you PSA'd last week, because my heart was not in it, and I hate to say that, folks, but every once in a while, I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
I just want to lay down and sleep. And I saw PSA, and I laid down and went to sleep.
Yeah, well,
more on the podcast.
Anyway. It's hard for me to act really jovial when I'm in extreme pain. You know, they ask at the hospital, what's your pain level from 1 to 10? I always go 12.
Give me morphine!
So, well, they didn't give me morphine.
Morphine will kill me.
They gave me Tramadol.
Yeah, Tramadol's a good one.
Tramadol's a good one.
Uh-huh. What I love at the emergency room is when they ask me if I feel safe at home, and Mac is the one who looks at them, why are you asking her? You should be asking me.
Yes. That's funny.
I've seen her search history on the internet. She's been looking up poisons that are undetectable.
Right.
How to bury somebody in winter.
Well, you know, there's only one teeny tiny little bitty patch of snow in our backyard, and that should be gone by Tuesday. And so now I need to put in my order for the federally protected wildflowers.
All right. And if Mac is not with us next week,
we know he is. Please dig in my backyard.
Please dial 911.
I'm going into witless protection.
Yes.
Witless. Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming to the podcast. I also want to thank Charm for all of her beautiful music. Please go visit her website and her YouTube channel. The links are in the description. Plus Vincent Moretto for his heavy metal tavern music. These guys are nice enough to let us use their music without getting hits on YouTube like I do every time I stream. It's because I've been playing. So with this game that I've been playing, this supermarket simulator, there's a guy that walks in. He looks just like James Bond. He's got the bow tie. He's got the black suit. And so I played the James Bond theme song, and it keeps getting copyright hit on it. But it's not a big deal because I don't make any money on YouTube yet. But it says inappropriate in certain countries. And I go look at the country, Russia.
No.
What Russia would love, huh? Give them that. Never mind.
Well, it's funny because I'm using the James Bond theme from the movie Russia with Love. So it was just the one clip that showed up. I was like, oh yeah, I like that. And then it comes back. I just died. I was like, that's funny. Of course, it all has to do with Sony and the war with Ukraine.
Yeah, I know.
You know, they're boycotting them. So, but regardless, it was still funny as shit. So anyway, guys, I want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to thank you guys for coming. And, you know, we'll be back next week with another podcast. So thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Go make some gold.
Go have some fun and make something wonderful. I kissed an organ. I liked it.